Let us listen to the Gospel from John 6, verses 52 to 59. The Jews quarreled among themselves, saying, "How can this man give us his flesh to eat?" Jesus said to them, "Amen, amen, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you do not have life within you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him on the last day. For my flesh is true food, and my blood is true drink. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me and I in him, just as the living Father sent me, and I have life because of the Father. So also the one who feeds on me will have life because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven. Unlike your ancestors who ate and still died, whoever eats this bread will live forever." These things he said while teaching in the synagogue in Capernaum. Good day. My name is Mylene from the Philippines. While praying, the question of the Jews hit me, which I will rephrase like, "How can this man give us his body to eat?" Or why give man to eat? With this, Jesus answers straight away, "If you do not eat of me, you do not have life within you." In receiving new life, we need to take care of what we have been given, most especially the life of Jesus within us that we have experienced in our daily life, the people in our midst, through the daily gospel readings, the sacraments, and many more. I remembered one moment because of my workload. I skipped breakfast, and really my stomach grumbled. My body trembled and my head starts to spin. Then one of my colleagues told me, "Well, you need to eat to have strength throughout the day, or you cannot also finish your work that you need to do." Just like what we do to our body when we do not nourish it with food, when we don't take care of this life within, probably it's easy to grumble or feel proud, or maybe it's easy to say bad things to others. It's easy to be afraid, feel afraid, and to become disoriented in life. Whoever receives or even just desires to receive Jesus, he will stay and remain. When we allow ourselves to receive an honest peace of God today, no matter how we are, then life would just freely flow. The question that we can ponder is, how do I stay with Jesus today? How can I remain with him? What words or images can help me from the passage to remind me that I have life within me? Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.